Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. I want your voice of truth to be the loudest sound.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
We are back.
So good to be here
yes,
today.
Yes, it is.
Hope each and every one of you are just loving Jesus, loving being in His Word, and loving just listening to Turn the Light On, because
yes.
we enjoy hanging out with you and
yes.
spending time with you in the Word. We've been just talking about all kinds of crazy stuff this week. It's been so fun just stretching and learning and
mm-hmm.
just hitting on the different things that we've been learning. Our topic has been hearing God every day in every way.
Yes, and it's so fun to talk about, you know, different ways that we can hear from God and expand our understanding, expand our ways of what we think is the norm of God, and help understand how vast He is, how creative He is. We've talked about some of the really creative ways yesterday that
yeah.
He speaks to us. So.
We talked about some really creative ways yesterday.
Some scary things, too. It would still be really cool, but I would want it to be all good messages and all encouraging, lovely, nice things, and none of those scary.
Anything we say,
yeah.
make sure you run it by the Word of God, you know? I mean,
right.
we always are open to be tested on Scripture. You know, you shouldn't believe anything if you
and we
find
gave
it
you
in scripture.
Scriptures, and that's why we took that particular section and really made sure that we talked a lot about where it was in the Bible, because
yeah.
people forget, I think, that, you know, God is supernatural and He works in supernatural ways, and He's very creative in how He wants to talk to us. But
yeah, in John 6:63, you know, it says amazing things. It says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. And, you know, God speaks to us through the Spirit, through different ways, you know, because we were all created to hear His voice. I know it seems like we've been saying this over and over and over again, but we're really trying to drive it home.
It's your foundation.
God wants to talk to you. So many people are like, I mean, we've been doing a series, actually, share at the church on hearing God's voice.
Oh, so this
with,
is a
Mark
lot.
Mark Verkler, and it's on Thursday nights, Men and Women's Ministry, 6:30. But I would encourage you to come out and hang out for that, because we are trying to discover all the different ways to hear His voice. You
right.
know, God wants to share His heart with us.
And that's what it's really about, right? We can't forget that it's about God wanting to communicate with us and have a relationship with us. That's what this is all about.
His voice isn't hidden.
That's right.
It's not like buried somewhere and we got to go dig it up.
And
He
it's
is
hard.
Speaking constantly
he
to
is.
Each and every one of us, but we're missing the cues, we're missing the sounds,
right.
we're missing His voice.
Right, how to recognize it.
Because we don't
it.
Recognize it. And
yep.
that's what we've been really trying to drive in these last week and a half,
right.
is that, you know, there's so many different ways
yes.
to hear Him. So.
Yes. So we talked about this week, we talked about angels and how you can hear.
That's right.
Hear, you know, God uses angels.
He'll come talk to you.
Right. We talked about, what was the other one? Surroundings
yes,
and creation.
All of
right?
creation. And
right. The signs that
yeah.
make you wonder. And so.
I like that. Signs that make you wonder.
Yeah. I mean, they really are. They're really like, they could be physical signs.
Sure.
Yeah. Just.
Sure.
yeah. But so I love our topic today. You want to start us off?
Yeah, man. Today we are going to talk about visions. Okay.
Yes. And, one of my faves.
I know.
One of my favorite things. One of my favorite things.
But a vision is defined, you know, as an experience of seeing someone or something in a dream or a trance or maybe even as an imagination. You know, it would then mean that a vision is similar to a dream, but the only difference is it happens while you're awake.
So fun. Yeah. Visions are so fun.
They are.
I'm so excited to talk to you guys about this and keep it supernatural, but I want to make it relatable to you guys so that you can go after this one. This is a really amazing way that God wants to speak to you.
For sure. You know, visions are described as like a clear mental image of a message maybe that, you know, that we know God is trying to convey to someone. You know, to put it differently, you know, God gives us an accurate understanding of himself in all the different circumstances through visions. A vision can take the form of a narrative line of events or different things in our lives.
Oh, for sure.
You can see into the future through prophetic visions. You can have a vision for your life. You can have a vision for God's plan.
Yes.
Different scenarios. I mean, there's just so many different ways that visions can benefit us as believers.
Yes.
And I believe a lot of people have had vision share and not realized
it. They don't know. And
I just thought it was a crazy thought or just an imagination or something that just kind of ran through their
head. They're like, oh, I made that up. And, you know, and we do have to, again, test it against the word. And does it sound like God? Does it look like God? You know, and it's always nice to have some other people that are maybe a little further along in understanding visions that can help you navigate it as you learn more and begin to like tap into this particular type of hearing or seeing from God, you know, is what how I would say it, you know.
You know, I think there's a discernment that we have to have when it comes to visions, because I can have a vision right now of myself surfing Pipeline in Hawaii, you know, and I'm just walking out on the beach and it's peeling and I can see myself in that barrel just getting tubed. You know, but that's a vision from my heart or from my mind, my imagination. But it works exactly the same way. We just have to learn to turn that and know that it's God doing that. And that's just one example. There's so many different ways
that visions really good
can happen. But
you know, we talked about the mighty voice last week. And one of the things that we have to remember is there are, you know, other things trying, yourself can get in there. You can, you know, let that stuff. I a good description of imagination for me would be like, who's driving that car, you know, and who's hijacking your car, because what the direction that you're driving that car in, is God the one that is front and center?
Oh, I like that. That's really
or is
good.
It the enemy? Did the enemy jump in and hijack it? Are you allowing him to take your imagination in places that aren't healthy?
Yeah.
And that's a very, you know, a very profound thing that happens. And so we have to recognize who is speaking. Is that ourself? You know, is that me just, you know, and sometimes God, I think, puts desires in our heart for us to expand our imagination and our dreams and our you know,
vision
of what he wants for our lives. Yes, but it should still line up with the word for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
It takes practice. And, you know, when it first started happening to me, it was like, wow, what, you know, you almost do say, oh, that was just, I think, you know, as kids, we teach kids to use your imagination. And then when we get older, it's like, oh, well, you know, now that you're older, you need to grow up and your imagination, don't let the imagination get the best of you.
I hate that.
Don't let the imagination get the best of you.
And try to squash your dreams. Yeah. Tell you got to grow up now. Yeah. When you were a kid. But I think that's why the Bible says childlike faith is
what
it takes.
It does.
To see the vision and the plan of God for our lives.
Right. So visions are really cool. Another thing that's good to point out is that they can occur with or without your eyes open. And these are some practical things. But, you know, you're always fully aware of what you've just encountered. Like in Daniel 7:2, he said, you know, in my vision at night I looked, and there before me were the four winds of heaven churning up the great sea.
Yeah, that's crazy. I saw you just had a little moment.
Yeah,
there.
I just remembered something. Wow, sorry.
It's all right.
God's just reminding me of a vision, actually, that I had. And I'm like, wow, that really is cool.
That is cool.
So, yeah, I love visions. God speaks to me a lot that way.
Yeah, me too. I love it too. So let's look at one in the Bible. Let's take a little walk into Scripture.
What a good idea. We should see where it is in the Word so Yay. That we can line this up.
So let's look at Cornelius, the centurion. He had a vision, and he was instructed to send for Peter by God in the book of Acts.
Right.
So let's look at Acts 10, 1 through 5. You want to read that for us?
Yeah, sure.
All right, go ahead.
So it says, at Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. It said he distinctly saw an angel of God who
there's
came.
There's angels.
Yep, there's the angels. Came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear.
That's so funny.
Why is that funny?
He stared at him in fear.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. No, angels will scare you. I mean, that's why God said over and over and over, you know, do not fear when the angels would come. Do not fear.
Yeah.
And which was the scripture that we read where he literally fell asleep. We read that one, I think, this week where they just fell asleep. So it says, Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So God's like, I've got something in this guy Peter, and I want you to send for him. But an angel came, and he came to him in a vision. He didn't appear...
Right.
Necessarily. Well, maybe he did.
Maybe he did, but
it was
right.
It says it was a vision.
Yes.
So, you know, we can see there that, like you were saying, visions aren't always with our eyes closed. It's not like a dream.
Right.
It's a vision where your imagination, boom, you just see it.
So tell me, you've had a vision before, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you have visions, are your eyes closed and God is like playing it out? In your imagination, he's like letting you see it. Like, how does he speak visions?
Not most of the time when I have a vision, my eyes are open, but it's almost like I'm daydreaming, but I'm not. You know,
right.
It's like I know it's the Lord speaking to me through this vision. But I didn't always know that. It's something that I learned over time that okay, I'm not daydreaming here. I am actually my eyes are open. And I am thinking this, or I am experiencing this in my imagination, but it is a vision
and
from
it's
the
real.
Lord.
It feels
you know,
real.
Like I can be in the mall and have a vision of someone that's walking by, and I can see depression as a word written over their head or something
like
that.
Oh, that's a whole nother way I wasn't even thinking of.
You know, I can have a vision of... ministry things that I feel like God wants me to accomplish here at the church. I've had God through visions walk me through things and show me things that
He's like instructing
I need
you
to do, like accomplish things in order that I need to go in so that I can figure out things as well.
Yeah, so, and so you see them, you see the vision of it, and
I've
it's like playing it out.
A piece of paper, just like. Notes before, and I've read them or had a snapshot in my mind of a piece of paper or something with a list of things on it.
And oh, I love
all
it.
All kinds of different things that way.
Yeah, I've had visions with my eyes closed. Sometimes I have visions right after I wake up in that twilight hour where you're awake, but you don't want to get out of bed. You know, you're like, ugh, and I'm not dreaming. I'm awake, but I have vision. So my eyes are closed, but I'm having a vision. And then I've also had visions where with my eyes, it looks like I'm watching a movie and it's playing in front of me. It is wild. That happened to me and it was pretty incredible. It was like I was watching a movie, but I have another
story
too. You've had that happen?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I think once you guys activate this and you begin to recognize that wait a minute, this isn't me. This isn't my imagination. This is lining up with the heart of God. This is lining up with the Bible. I wasn't even
always tested.
And it's usually, you know, two things that I noticed. Like, one is it wasn't something you were even thinking about at all.
Right. It just came out of nowhere.
And it's from the heart of God. And another thing I've noticed about visions for me personally, tell me if this is different. I mean, this is just share talking, but I noticed that I remember every detail of visions,
right.
And I don't
That's
have
so
to be
true.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I've been tuned in a little bit longer, but I feel like when it's just daydreaming, it kind of floats away. And when it's a vision from God, like it's stamping you, it's God is speaking to you. I will remember that stuff. And then, and another really important thing that just popped in my head that I just had a vision, actually, reminding you guys to write this stuff down.
Yes.
When you start having visions or you're hearing from God or you're seeing things or you think that you're going to remember every single vision that you've ever had, you'll remember it at the time that you need it and you can jot it down, but just the details, you know, it's just so easy when you go back to tell a story and you leave out a few little details. Write down, you know, God says to write things down plainly on tablets. Do you journal a lot?
I don't, and I always regret it.
Oh, I didn't mean to call you out.
That's all right. You can call me out, but, you know, I'm that jump on it kind of guy, you know, so like if I get a vision, I just start running with it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Let the vision be plain so that the people can run with it. I'm that guy,
you know.
But I've forgotten many things that I've felt like the Lord had spoken to me, and he's faithful to remind us. He's faithful to remind me.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that recognizing that it is a vision, that it is from the Lord. The more you have them and the more you recognize them, the easier they get to, you know, to recognize.
Right.
The easier they get to understand that, oh, I'm having a vision. That's not just me. That's the Lord is speaking to me right now.
And a really simple way to activate it is to position yourself with a pen and a piece of paper and have that with you, or, you know, find a program that you like, if the notes or Evernote is one that I use, but find a way, even if it's in your phone digitally and you're typing it out. You know, I used to use notebooks all the time, but then I had stacks and stacks of notebooks everywhere. It's kind of hard to thumb through it to go back and find things. Digital is a little bit easier, but when you position yourself to say, okay, God, I'm ready to hear from you, and I'm going to record it, and I'm going to date it, and I'm going to write down everything that you show me. It is a heart posture that I think can be really helpful for you guys to do. So, you know, think about that. You know, writing things down. You know, especially right when you get up. You know, we're going to talk about dreams another day, but you know, visions, got to write it down so that you know, because the timing of how you, if it's an event or instruction God's giving you, you definitely want to know the timing of that. You want to go back to it. You want to read it again, or things start to pan out and you're like, I need to go back to what God showed me. Is this in alignment with that? You know, we do have a responsibility to take when God's speaking to us and actually act on it or pray about it so that God can help us position us, help us even more with wisdom and how to do it, right?
Sure,
so you see
sure.
something and you're like, that's so out there. How would I even possibly be able to do that? You know, we need God sometimes. Sometimes these visions that we see are just, they're incredible, but they're scary or too big for us to do on our own. Those are the ones that can really...
Well, I mean, look at Cornelius, you know.
Right.
He had a choice when he received that vision, when the angel appeared to him. You know, in the vision, he said, you know, you need to call and send for this man.
Right.
Well, he didn't have to. He could have said no. I mean, he could have thought, that's crazy.
You're right.
I don't even
know
anybody named Peter.
Oh, I just made that up. I must have just made that up that I thought
I
saw that.
What did I eat for lunch? What was that?
Yeah, it must have been the pizza.
You know what I mean? Must have been the pizza.
You're right, right.
But, you know, but then on the other hand, though, you got Peter.
He was Italian. He was Italian.
He's having a vision on the other end of this, you know, and he's, you know, these visions are actually lining up with each other.
Right.
In Acts 10:11-13, it says that Peter saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners, descending to him and let down to the earth. And in it were all kinds of four-footed animals on the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him and said, Peter, you know, rise, kill, and eat.
Yeah, that's
And God was trying to show him something in his vision that what you would call unclean, God says, I'm going to make all things clean.
Yeah, he was preparing him in
which
another
is a representation.
It really was.
The gospel.
It was, and it was about how God was going to equal Gentile and Jew.
Yes.
And create a level playing field for all of us to be saved and for all of us to hear the Lord. And so that, yeah, that's a really, really cool one.
You know, because they were all living by the law, you know, and the law was going to be fulfilled by Jesus, not done away with, fulfilled. Jesus was going to fulfill the law and then open up the door so that everybody could therefore be fulfilled and have a vision with God. I mean, I'm not Jewish, I'm a Gentile. And I am so grateful that, you know what?
Well, yes.
It was opened up for everyone now to be able to experience and have visions and communicate with God, hear his voice.
And he used a centurion, you know, he loved the Lord, and so his heart was focused on him. And then he was willing, his heart posture had to be willing to have the vision. So that is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so God used him. He was the one that sent for Peter. I mean, that is pretty amazing that God uses.
He was a Roman guy.
Yeah, he was. And it's really cool if you think about it, that God really wants to use ordinary people like us.
Yep.
And share the mysteries and this exciting things to help each other in ways that we couldn't have even imagined if we will posture our heart towards the Lord.
Yeah, that's powerful, Cher.
Yeah, so I love all these. I could talk about visions forever, and I definitely feel like that is one of the areas God speaks to me the most. And I don't know if I have time to read all of this, but maybe I can start telling part of this story right before the break. Let's see. What do you think? So should we wait?
Let's wait.
Okay. I have a really great vision that I want to share with you guys. And but
we're going to take a quick break and
we'll
be right back.
See you in a minute.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
Hey, guys.
So glad to have you guys here on the program today. We hope that you're enjoying this talk about visions and how to hear God's voice every day in every way. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed.
Me too.
I love hearing
how you hear. This is what encourages us, right? This is what strengthens us, is that we are not alone. There's other people out there having visions and walking in these amazing things with the Lord, and we want you guys to encounter those as well.
Yeah, I know you have a lot of vision, Cher. Do you have any, maybe just as we close out, maybe
yes,
what you'd like to share?
I wanted to share it, and I would have been like, blah, 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 talking too fast. So that was me talking fast. But let me share this. So I wrote it down because this was from June 1. Yes, see, I'm practicing what I'm saying. And actually, it's pretty close to, I had it in June 1st, 2017. So I'm going to read it because I don't want to leave anything out. But I saw myself standing on a dirt field. Now, this vision was my imagination, the Lord. I was spending time with the Lord, and God dropped this in my heart, and I began to see this play out in my imagination.
Nice.
This is what we're talking about. So I saw myself, and you've never heard this before, have you?
I don't think so.
Okay, this is a surprise for everybody. I saw myself standing on a dirt field. It was far, it was as far as I could see in every direction. So it was just dirt. It was just dry. The sky was beautiful. It was blue. There were clouds beginning to form in front of me in the sky. And they weren't gray clouds. They were like white and yellow and bright. They looked really powerful, but they were like billowing in as I was standing there, you know, watching this vision. They began to roll and open up with this really bright, bright flashes of light, right? So I'm like, wow, this is really cool. As the clouds began to open up, it began to rain, and it rained so hard and so heavy in this vision. It was so thick that I couldn't see through it. I mean, a really good, like, afternoon summer storm that we all have been stuck
typical
in.
Typical Florida.
Been stuck in before. But I was standing in this, I was standing on this dry ground, and it is raining so thick that I cannot see through the rain. But as I started looking at the rain closer and really like envision, sometimes God lets me zoom in, and I really like zoomed in, I began to see that they were, it wasn't rain, it was actually seeds.
Wow.
And the seeds began to fall on the ground. As quick as they did, they turned into these like huge blades of grass that shot up in the air. There were millions of blades of grass everywhere, and the grass began to slowly sway back and forth. And then each piece of grass became a person, and each person began to hold hands with the person next to them, and they began to sway back and forth, and it covered the earth as far as I could see. And the Lord started telling me, I believe with all my heart, this vision was a glimpse of the harvest that people keep talking about.
Yes.
And it starts with one person. Will we usher in the presence of God with our praises? Will we present ourselves to be able to hear from him? And then this scripture came to mind in closing, Isaiah 55:10. The rain and the snow come down from heaven, and they stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. When I send it out, it will always produce fruit, and it will always accomplish what I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it.
Amazing.
I know. I didn't take a breath that whole
time.
That's
right. But guys, we are believing that visions will begin to happen
yes,
in your life.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
We want to see you become all that God has called you to be. We want you to hear his voice every day in every way. It's Kevin
yes.
and Cher.
We love you guys. I hope that encouraged you.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.